You had him bottled up in the backfield, and they hit Corey Clement in the corner for the touchdown. What happened there?
Which one?
When he hit Corey Clement, the running back, in the corner after it looked like you guys kind of had him bottled up in the pocket.
He made a great play, you know what I mean? He stepped up in the pocket, and, we were all in his face. He just, threw it up there, and they made a good play. So, you know what I mean? You got to take your hat off to Wentz. He made a lot of big plays tonight. But that's what he's been doing all year, you know what I mean? So, just got to, tip your hat to him, man, because he's making big plays all the time.
What are your impressions of him dating back from when you played him in the opener compared to what he looked like tonight?
I said, like, week one when we played him, I expected him to make a big jump. And he did, man. He's getting better each week, you can tell. So, it's just we got to make more plays, you know what I mean? I feel like we had him a couple third downs, we had him. And he just did some, off-the-wall stuff and made some plays and, kept his team rolling. So, you got to tip your hat to him, but we just got to make more plays.
Yeah, what makes him so hard to tackle?
It's hard to tackle a quarterback, who's athletic, a little bit athletic like that, but he just knows how to make people miss. The one play he ducked underneath everybody, it was like he just ducked low to the ground. I thought he went down, so it was crazy, man. He's just a good player, Ertz is a good player, Nelson, they're all good players, so you just have to tip your hat to him, man. But we just got to make more plays. We got good players too, and we missed some opportunities, man, and it showed. So if you want to beat a team like that, you got to make those plays, and we didn't tonight, so we got to go get it corrected.
Mason, how frustrating is that as a defense when you think you have them wrapped up, third down, maybe going to get off the field, and then they turn around and make a big play like
that?
Yeah,
it's the worst. It's like one of the worst feelings ever, You playing hard, you got them in third and long or third down, and you got them, he makes a crazy play. But that's what you have to do when you play against a mobile quarterback. That's the challenge as a mobile quarterback, create. So you just got to keep playing, man, and, we'll figure it out and keep playing. We still have a lot of games left, and, just get it corrected and then get better.
And with that being said, you have a quick turnaround back at it on Sunday in Dallas. Your thoughts on that one?
You get back, watch this film on the plane. Everybody get healed up, ice up, get your body right, and get ready for another big game. It's the NFL. Each week is a big game, so you got to love it, man. We fell short on this one, but we got a chance to redeem ourselves next week, and that's what we're going to do.